fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 5th day of June. Prepper tip of the day. It's 4 websites where you can purchase government surplus directly, and sometimes it's a listed price, sometimes it's an auction. I'm going to give the 4 websites twice slowly so you have a chance to write them down. Here's the first one. Gov, it's Golf Oscar Victor, govliquidation.com. That's a third-party vendor. Next one is GSA, that's Golf Sierra Alpha Auctions, plural, Golf Sierra Alpha Auctions. .gov, that's a government website. Next we have Gov Deals, that's Golf Oscar Victor Deals.com. And last but not least, Public Surplus.com, that's Public Surplus.com. You'll find everything from boots to 75 foot boats to deuce and a halfs. What you won't find is weapons, but or ammunition. But you'll find pretty much everything else the U.S. military has, and government agencies as well. All kinds of interesting things. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Okay, we have Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. It's linked on my links page. And Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call in and brag a little bit. I don't normally brag, but I'm going to do it. I was successful, in getting my wife to attend a 2-day handgun class over this last weekend. And boy, am I proud of her. She did really good. And I thought I would share with the audience just briefly. You know, I'm not going to give a full after-action report here. I understand I need to make this quick. But these guys with this outfit, I trained with them. I think it would have been my 11th class had I actually taken a class with her. I ended up just observing, being part of lecture and kind of helping on the line. But these guys took 36 people, 5 of them women, and put them through a 2-day class, starting with proper draw stroke and ending with shooting on the move using cover. at multiple targets. And the reason why I say that, you know, starting from the draw stroke all the way to that type of complex drill that they were running, is we had people in that class who had never picked up a gun before. So that's a testament, in my opinion. Yeah, that's a testament, in my opinion. And then that one was a woman. We had a very elderly man who was hard to get around, and he completed the class. So, you know, these two-day classes that are out there that run you, you know, after you pay for ammo, $500, $600, $700, they're worth every penny, and there are people out there that can bring your wife, your daughter. I've watched a 16-year-old girl complete a rifle class with these folks. So it can be done. And so, yes, I'm bragging. I got my wife down there to do it, and a lot of the men down there said, boy, I don't know how you did it. I can't get my wife or daughter or anybody to go. But I'm telling you guys, don't be afraid. If you've never touched a gun before, you can go out there and do this, and it will completely change your life. It will absolutely change the rest of your life. This outfit, John, may I share the name of the
business? Sure. Please do.
Please do. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. These guys are based out of Camden, Tennessee. The name is Tactical Response. Tactical Response. They've got about 70,000 plus alumni, and they've been in business for, I don't know, you can check the bio, 12, 15 years. But great guys, very, very knowledgeable. Almost all of them are, you know, of course, ex-military or, you know, served in one way, shape, or form. And then lastly, I'll leave you guys with this. If anybody can get over the gung-ho idea of going and taking a class where you learn how to put holes in people, go take a class where you learn how to patch them up. Because yes, you're gonna really love saving somebody's life versus taking it. And then my final thought, you really are not completing your training. I don't care how many rounds you put down range. I don't care how good of a shot you are and how fast you can draw. You have not done your due diligence unless you have taken a force-on-force course where people are
exactly
shooting back at you. Yep, go ahead.
I want to hold you over here for just a minute because you said you didn't want to get into a full after-action report, but this is a perfect opportunity for our listeners to get first-on fresh information if they're sitting on the fence and everything. First question for you. Now, you said that you finally got your wife to go and everything. What do you think it was that you finally... Now, I'm positive you didn't badger her, but there was something that you had to have said that got her to thinking about it, to start considering. Do you have any idea what that might be?
Yeah, I told her my ex-wife completed the class, and I thought, that's a joke.
That would do it.
I did actually seriously pull that card on her, but I did it in jest. I didn't pull that card on her in a mean way.
Right.
I think what the answer to your question is, I took the time to take her to the range and get her familiar with the gun I carry every day, which is Glock 19. I got her familiar with the firearm. I took her as far as I could take her to the point where she wouldn't listen to me anymore, which is common.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, you know, you don't take your spouse or family member or brother or sister or in some cases even your best friend. You can only take them so far, and then you have to let somebody else take over. So I took her as far as I could, and then I paid for every darn thing. I did everything but pull her britches up the morning that we went to class. I made it so easy that there was nothing she
had to
do but just show up. That's it. That's it.
Now,
yep, that's it.
Outstanding, because... You keyed on something that I've tried to explain to people over and over, and they don't get it until they experience it. We love our family members. We do everything we can for them, and we get to that point that no matter what we say, they don't listen to. But
right.
If you get another individual that is showing interest in what they're doing and making sure that they do it right, they listen. Now, does your wife work during the day and everything?
She does, yeah.
Okay, because I would really, maybe if possible, and I can figure out how to do it, after the show and everything, if we could get together and I can figure out how to do it, I would love to interview her versus if I could get her on the show for a segment, with John's permission, of course, I would like to have her input as to what took her so long to do this, what was the deciding factor, and then her overall takeaway from the class and everything.
We can arrange that. If John wants it, yeah, we can arrange that.
That would be fine. That would help a lot of people understand and possibly move forward, which would be the goal, is to help everybody move forward.
Exactly. Because you've done something that I am sure there are thousands of men sitting out there this Monday morning scratching their head wondering, why couldn't I get her to do this weekend, or what do I have to say to get her to take an interest in it? But the lady's got to understand, us guys, we're not doing this because it's a macho thing to tell everybody how good your wife can shoot. It is a caring thing because we know that there are times and places and instances where it's impossible for us to be there. And we want our loved ones to not only survive situations that they might encounter, and this goes anywhere from an attacker to a giant grizzly bear or bobcat or something stepping out on the trail when they're on a nature walk with the family. And you've accomplished a great thing, and I've got to commend you. You get the biggest kudos from me.
He did it.
And but yeah, it was your support that got her there.
Thank you.
Now, question: Did she use your Glock or did she use another handgun?
You know, I have already bought her what I thought would be a good handgun, one that she liked and said she wanted. But she did use my Glock. I basically just set her up like I carry every day. I gave her the same holster, the same gun, and let her go to it. I will jump in here real quick and say this. This particular outfit, I have been through, I don't know, 160, 170 hours of training with these guys and various things. And it's not for everybody. The style of instructorship is, it puts you under pressure, it puts you under stress. They do not tolerate any BS. If you can't follow the four primary gun rules, you're out of there. So, you know, I've seen some people walk away after day one. Sometimes it's just too much for them. But this class is called Fighting Pistol. And I'll steal a one. You know, it's Fighting Pistol. It's not Marksmanship Pistol. It's not any other. It's how to fight with your handgun. And that really is something different than standing out there punching holes in paper.
And that was, the name of them was Tactical?
Tactical Response. The primary class they offer is Fighting Pistol. You can follow up with Advanced. They offer Fighting Rifle and Advanced, and on and on and on. You can look at their course offering. These guys come to you as well. Now, I don't live in Camden, Tennessee. I've driven there to go take a class, and it about killed me to make that drive. But I didn't have an energy cleaner in my car at the time. They do come to you. Somebody's out there that's listening and has a place, a ranch, a farm, you know, whatever, that can host, you will probably get free training. If you can contact those guys, they will come to you. I don't, you know, they came to Bastrop, Texas, which probably nobody cares, you know, where that is, but it's near me. It's 45 minutes from me, so I did not have to go to Camden to train. They train all over the country.
Outstanding. Now, you also mentioned something else there that I wanted to key on for a second. You said that you let her pick the gun out. Now, that's what I did with my wife, Teresa, for her birthday last year. We, of course, being at gun shows, we're sitting there where we've got the ultimate selection smorgasbord, but in looking at the handguns and everything, from what you saw, what do you think was her main concern when she was looking at a handgun for herself that she was thinking?
If this is a word, carryability.
Okay.
And the end goal here that she wants to get to is to obtain her concealed carry license and begin carrying a gun on a daily basis. Obviously, this is a much more complex set of things to go through for a woman because of fashion. So
yes.
She selected the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9mm.
One gun.
Very reliable and small enough to really put, you know, anywhere, and nobody knows there. So that's what keyed her off. Now that she's gone and put about 800 rounds through my gun over the course of 2 days, well, she wants a Glock 19. So
uh-huh.
We'll let her go through that. You know, that's everybody's own path to walk. People come up to me and ask me all the time. They say, "Oh, I understand you do rock training and you gun guy, whatever. What should I get? What should I do? And how should I do it?" And
my
path
choice.
That I walk. Well, it does, and they've got to walk their own path. So I can say, here's what I think is perfect, but that doesn't do anybody any good. I've taken 10 years to get my opinion. So I'm going to let her do the same thing. She's going to walk her own path and figure it out herself.
Well, see, that's, you know, in doing that, Teresa, her choice, she's always been a wheel gun fan, and she chose the Taurus P85, which is a combination composite steel gun, and in 38 Special. So, Ty, I really greatly appreciate you, calling in on that. And I'd like to talk to your wife and work with John here about maybe having her on a segment to get her input for some of the ladies and husbands out there that are on the fence. If you can, go over to the DesertEagleShooters.com website and go down to the contact and drop me a note so that we can talk about this off air and tell your wife.
Jimmy, I've got your number, buddy. We can talk. We've spoken before. So
okay, no all right, yes, okay, got it. I was thinking you were the same one, but I wasn't sure. but you tell your wife that I commend her, and sometime we're going to have to get her and Teresa together and let them really show us up.
Sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what. How about next Monday morning before she goes to work? I'll see if we can't get you guys connected on a segment.
I'll work with John on that, and
we'll get it
straightened out.
Sounds good. We appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you for the call. Okay, we appreciate that. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, it's fortunate that his wife has the hand strength to manipulate the semi-auto Glock, because I've had a fairly substantial percentage of women who don't have the hand strength to manipulate the slide on a centerfire semi-automatic pistol.
Right.
That happens way too much, way too much. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, and I can't stress enough how much I appreciate Ty calling in. When he said that we talked before, I know exactly who he is. We've been discussing AR platforms a little bit and trying to help him through a few questions that he's had. But, ladies, there's your example right there. And I'm going to put something else out there too, John. Ladies, if you're listening and your husband hasn't offered to take you out to the range or to teach you or to answer your questions or whatever, sometimes they just don't think that, you know, you're interested, ask him. You will do so much for his esteem and make him so proud if you can sit there and go, "Honey, can you take me to the range one day and show me what it is about this? Can you teach me some about shooting?" Because he's chomping at the bit. He's waiting for that day. And Ty, like he said, he'd been talking to her and working through things and finally got her to go. And I'm going to talk to this tactical response folks, John, and see what I can find out about.
It sounds like they're the real deal, doesn't it? We got a break.
Yes,
call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And let's continue, Jimmy.
Yes, John. You know, I was thinking about Ty's conversation there. We didn't get into her choice of calibers, I can assume, but of course we both know that that's a bad choice. The ladies and everything out there, again, if you've got the opportunity to talk to someone and work with someone, when you're looking at handguns, maybe have the opportunity to fire one and see the different choices and everything in it. That's a very, very big choice on it because I tell folks, you know, they look at some of the AR rifles and things like that and the different calibers and things. The one point that I always stress to them is, you want something that the caliber has a situation known as availability. You can have the best handgun in the world, but if it's an oddball caliber or oddball configuration, it can become nothing better than a club in the wrong situations. So, I mentioned that we would get into the caliber point on it and everything. When people look at the different handgun configurations and everything. Now, your revolvers, typically, you're going to be looking at 38, 357, 44 mag for those that really like big honking guns and everything. You've got the 45 long Colt and such. But it goes back to one thing that John and I have said numerous times. First is fit. If you cannot hold the gun comfortably, if it doesn't fit your hand properly, then you've got something to overcome right from the very beginning. The second thing is recoil. If the recoil just pounds the daylights out of you, then, again, it's not going to be effective. Now, on that point, case in point, bit of history, when Clint Eastwood came out with Magnum Force and all of those movies and everything, the Smith Model 6, Dirty Harry, yes, the Smith Model 629 was the most popular handgun for about 9 months. The dealers could not keep them in stock. My brother actually bought one, and I, at the time, was a Ruger Super Blackhawk fan in 44 mag. That 629, because of the frame design, it transmits every bit of that recoil straight back. And you fire a couple of cylinders of that 44 mag ammo, and your shoulders hurt. And I'm good choice, John. Like it. It looks good. I'll stick with my Ruger. My Ruger 44 mag, when you fire it, it rolls in the hand and the muzzle rolls up. So much more comfortable to shoot. That transpires to every handgun and every rifle, folks. If you have the opportunity to shoot different wheel guns, revolvers, or different semi-autos, you will find that they all handle differently, they recoil differently, different calibers do the same thing. An example on that, on the Glock 19, a friend of mine's got one in 40 Smith & Wesson, and his wife has got one in 9mm. The 40 Smith & Wesson, the recoil on it, is the strangest thing I've ever seen. It tends to roll up, but also roll to one side.
Really?
Yep, it did. And I fired it several times because I was watching him and I was trying to figure it out. And something about, and I don't know if it was just peculiar to that particular handgun or what, but instead of a muzzle rise coming straight up, it was up and to the right. His wife, the same model gun in a 9mm, recoil was straight up, and he said that the gun had always done that. So it was an oddity, and like I said, I don't know if it was just peculiar to that gun, but we're bottom of the hour break.
Hold that thought. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of June. We have a new movie. One of our very sharp-eyed listeners has found a new movie showing a map of the world with new coastlines. It's posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side to where it says Global Sea Level Rise. And the new film is Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. The scene is it looks like a classroom of children, and on the wall behind the children is a map of the world with new coastlines. And you'll see Florida is just has a little stump sticking out, and most of Florida is underwater. Among Baja California is gone, part of Australia, tip of South America, and so forth. So that's now posted. If you want to join us in this effort to find movies and TV shows, just start paying more attention when you watch films and TV shows. If you find a map showing a continent with new coastlines, get that to me. Then you get your choice of any of my DVDs that I produce as a thank you. It's a fun project, and the list keeps growing. Tonight at midnight is the end of my extended Memorial Day sale. We had to extend it because half my listeners listen on YouTube, and they didn't know about the sale until it was already over. So we extended the Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners, $50 off, and mattress pads, 10% off. Goes till midnight tonight, Monday the 5th day of June. If you're mailing a check, Make sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight to be part of this. You'll be paying full price when you place your order in my automated system, either online or with my order takers. I manually refund the difference. That's how this works. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. And, Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. He's been very patient. Rick in Nevada. Good morning, Rick.
Gentlemen, good morning. First off, I'd like to state a personal policy, and then I'll ask a question and get off the line. Okay. My personal policy is if I see a gun range where the ricochet can take off my head, I keep driving. I find a different gun range. Number two, this is my question. Considering the recent years when a kid shoots off own face with automatic weapon at a gun range or kid shoots off face of instructor at a gun range, what best practices, methods, and policies have been changed since then? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, okay. I'll give my input, Jimmy. I want you to give yours. First of all, children, and well, let's say, how do you define a child? Someone under age 16, if they're going to handle a full automatic weapon, the instructor needs to be right there, almost holding on to the weapon, if they're going to do this at all. It's a automatic weapons in the hand of anybody who hasn't had sufficient training is very dangerous. And I'm not sure that I would allow a small child to handle an automatic weapon. And we've all seen the video of that one little girl and what happened there. Your follow-up, Jimmy?
I agree wholeheartedly. That it took me back for a second when he first started talking about that, and then it clicked. I have personally tried to unsee that. And it's yep. something that just you can't do. You can't unsee something
right
after you've seen it. That situation, it just bothers me.
The range officer was obviously negligent. First of all, if that was going to take, the only way to do that safe would be to have a magazine with only three rounds in it, first of all, with the instructor standing basically touching the back side of the child and either having hands on the automatic weapon or so close that he could put his hands on it immediately. But I'm not sure what the point would be of having a child handle an automatic weapon, a full automatic weapon in the first place would be, do you?
No. I seriously don't. That video, I can't explain it. It is something that just eats on me because of that very scene of that happening. And folks, he made a very good point. If you pull up to a gun range and you've never been to it before, and it's either a public gun range or a controlled gun range, it pays to sit there and just quietly observe for a little bit and see how the patrons, I guess would be a good way of putting it, are reacting. And if you see that, you know, they're conscientious, they're keeping the muzzle always pointed downrange in a safe direction. If they're transporting, you know, rifles or handguns and everything from their car to the range and following the safety rules and such, okay. If you see someone step out of the car and they're sweeping everybody in the vicinity with their rifle muzzle and they're standing there talking to everybody else and pointing their rifle muzzle right at somebody else's gut and somebody isn't correcting them at all, I would look for another range. You're not going to shoot yourself. That's a given. If you're going to come home with any extra perforations in your body, it's going to be because of someone else. So that's just my opinion on it, John.
Okay, well, I've had very few incidents with ranges open to the public, either private ranges or government-run ranges. What I have seen, however, is I was invited once to a casual shooting event on private property. It was not a range open to the public. And I got out of the car with a friend of mine, and I were going to this place, and I saw that the men there were consuming alcohol and handling firearms, and I made an excuse that I had to leave and never went back. Right. I will not be around people consuming alcohol and handling firearms. I will not.
No, and it comes back down to common sense. We all know in the back of our mind, in the deep dark reaches of the gray matter, what is safe and what is not. And we all understand the Murphy's Law. If it can happen, it will. And the best thing that we can do is to prevent ourselves from being in that situation. New Mexico is one of those states that if an incident like that happens, believe me, they've got everybody and his cousin investigating it. Texas, heard basically the same thing. And, folks, the only people that can keep you safe is you. That's a hard, cold fact. And in doing so, it's diligence. It is due diligence. If at an apple seed, when you go to an apple seed, they will go through the safety rules and everything else, and there is one command that they will explain to you that everybody owns. When they're going through line commands and explaining, you know, what this means, what that means, and everything else, they will explain to you that there's one command that everyone owns, and that is cease fire. Now, on any range, if you hear somebody yell cease fire, everybody on that range is going to look up.
And stop what they're doing, right?
They're going to stop what they're doing, and they're going to look up. And we were down at a public range in Carlsbad, New Mexico, one time, and this guy got out of his truck, I don't think he had any concept of what muzzle discipline was. And there were about five or six people on the line and everything, and he parked right next to us, and he gets out, and he's talking to his buddy that got out of the passenger seat, and this muzzle is going everywhere. And I started to say something to him, and then all of a sudden I got an idea, and at the top of my lungs, under a covered shooting range, I screamed, cease fire. And absolutely everyone froze, looked at me, and I'm standing close to this guy, and I walked over and explained to him about muzzle discipline. It embarrassed him so bad that he got in the truck and left, which was probably a good thing.
Right, right.
But if you have to embarrass someone because of an unsafe act, don't worry about it. If you hurt their feelings, okay, but maybe it will get them to think about that at home, at the range, hunting camp, whatever. That embarrassment may prevent that individual from inadvertently shooting someone and possibly killing them in the future. And that's just a personal preference, folks. I'm not advocating that you go out and antagonize everybody at the shooting range, but be vigilant and don't hesitate to inform somebody if they're unsafe.
Right. Well, in order for someone to be shot by accident, at least two things need to be violated. Just violating one won't do it. You know, if you point the firearm at somebody, it won't shoot unless you put your finger on a trigger. Well, that's two violations right there, isn't it?
Yep. And for those that have not. I'm trying to think of the word, John, but they need to be drilled on the discipline of safety. I mean, I don't care if I'm the only one in the house and I'm pulling something out of the armory, the first thing that I do, and I store all of my bolt guns with the bolt open, and all of my semi-autos and everything, I lock the bolt back. And that's the first thing that I do whenever I go to take it out of the gun safe, is I look down and verify that the bolt is open and there's nothing in the gun. Because occasionally, when we've had skunks really bad out here this year, I'll keep a loaded rifle on safe in the gun safe for quick access just in case of that situation.
Absolutely.
And by training myself to always look down, if I see the bolt closed, I automatically assume that that rifle is loaded.
Right.
Now, it may have, if it's a semi-auto, putting it in there, I may have bumped it and knocked the bolt closed or whatever, but I've never shot myself or anyone else. So,
well, Jimmy, when I'm teaching my class, my concealed carry class, I'll pick up and put down handguns 20 or more times. Each time I pick up a handgun, even if I just picked it up a moment before, I will once again check it to make sure it's unloaded. And that's just the way I go through the whole class. Every time I pick up any pistol, it's always checked to see if it's unloaded. Despite having done the same thing to the same pistol only moments before. And I'm doing that for a reason. It's not for my benefit, it's for my students' benefit, to help develop some awareness in them that's what you do. If you pick up a rifle, shotgun, pistol, the first thing you do is verify that it's unloaded, right?
Exactly. And now, war story. We were at a gun show, I guess it was about 6 or 8 months ago, in Carlsbad. And gentleman and his wife and his son were walking around the gun show, and the kid was looking at one of my rifles that I had on display, and his dad was asking me about it, and we were discussing it and everything else. And, of course, you know, at the gun show, everything is safed that's on tables, or at least it should be.
Right.
And the young man
cable
asked
ties.
Me
if they have cable ties, yep, through the action. Okay.
Right. And the young man asked me if he could pick it up. And I said, surely, you know, go right ahead. I was so proud of this young man. He's in a gun show where it's a standard rule and everything. He rolled the rifle over and lifted the buttstock up so he could see in the chamber and verify there was nothing in the chamber before he picked it up off the table.
Well, he'd been taught good habits, obviously.
I commended his dad up and down, because that was the first time that I had seen that at a gun show. And I told him, I said, sir, you have taught this child very, very well, because I had never seen anyone do that at a gun show. And this young man was probably about 13, 14 years old. So that told me that dad had stressed this, family had stressed this, whatever. But the young man, because it was laying with the bolt side down, and he rolled it over and, keeping the muzzle on the table and everything, raised it up so he could verify there was nothing in the chamber.
Good for
now,
him.
If we can all do that and train our friends and family to do that, we should never read of an unintentional discharge again. And someone being injured. But
absolutely,
it all goes back to safety, folks. And we can only protect ourselves. No one else will do it.
That's right. That's right. Well, I wonder what it's going to take, the topic change here a bit, to get London police to arm their police officers. Now they only have some of them armed. But we had police officers running away from the bad guys a couple of days ago, because they were unarmed, couldn't do anything. That's, you know, and there would have been lives saved. We got 7 dead and 20 something in critical condition, and another almost 20 more in the hospital. But how many of those lives would have been saved if the police had been armed? It's just a speculation, obviously, but that's what needs to happen, don't you think, Jimmy?
Or if they would have had someone in the crowd that was trained concealed carry.
Right.
Same difference.
There's almost always an exception. I don't know what the exception is in England for a private citizen to carry a concealed weapon. You probably have to get some kind of certification in private security. If you search for it and you're willing to jump through enough hoops.
Fox News was discussing that.
You know darn
and
well
they said that it doesn't exist.
Wealthy people in England have armed bodyguards. Of course they do. That's a given. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of June, visiting with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, you make yourself available for private consultations, don't you, sir?
All the time, sir. They can email me at Jimmy, that's J-I-M-I, at hdc-nm.com, or they can go to deserteagleshooters.com and contact me off the contact page at the bottom there. One other thing, John, real quick before we get into the show today, I'm going to make a very, very hard right turn for a moment.
Okay.
I would like everybody out there to remember a name today. Tommy Curry. Tommy Curry is a professor at Texas A&M University in Texas, of course. He is a black professor, and he has been repeatedly calling for the killing of whites to better make the lives of black people. The president of Texas A&M, Michael K. Young, has not fired this man, has not sanctioned him. In fact, Curry states in a AP report that his tenure is secure. Folks, I ask everybody, contact Michael Young, president of Texas A&M University. I would like to see tomorrow morning reading that Tommy Curry is no longer a professor and has lost his teaching credentials. You can look it up on the internet. John, I sent you the story.
Yeah, you did. Well, a tenured professor is almost bulletproof. I don't know what they have to do to get fired, but there obviously is some way to get them fired. But they get away with a lot once they have tenure, don't they?
Yes, they do. But this man, in public, in classrooms, in speaking engagements, repeatedly is calling for blacks to kill whites to promote the black community. So, folks, just remember that name, Tommy Curry, and Michael K. Young, president of Texas A&M University. I would love to, since people are starting to look to send their kids to college, let the president of Texas A&M know that you were considering sending your child there, but with this man there, you have since declined.
That would be good. Yeah, hurt them, get them where it hurts in the pocketbook. Yep.
Yes. So
okay. Any final words there, Jim? We're down to the last few seconds.
Well, if anybody's got a subject they'd like us to cover next week, they can email me. Also, they can call me. The contact information there, drop me an email first, and we can talk on the phone. Ty, I look forward to discussing things with you later on today. And everyone, just have a very, very safe weekend. Look into your training. Remember your dry fire practice. And above all, start with open sights and then graduate to optics.
There we go. Thank you, Jimmy. Have you back next Monday. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner. It's on sale until midnight. Your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.